preaching prior, Lord, we don't want to preach. Please anoint us, give us unction, help us to preach to the hearts of all of your children. And Lord, we'll thank you for what you do in Jesus' name. Amen. If the Lord would help me for a little while, I want to preach on this verse, verse 26. On if a man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue. I like to preach on this thought, bridling for a blessing. Oh, yeah. The Bible says, if you don't, I want that blessing in verse 25. But he puts a contrast. I want to be the blessed man, but if I'm going to be a blessed man, I've got to be a man that has his tongue bridled. Today, the Holy Ghost is the only one that can bridle your tongue. If your tongue is always getting the best of you, you might want to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Don't let that scare you, but you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And when you get filled with the Holy Ghost, it'll put something on that tongue. I say amen. He said, if a man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, they claim to be religious. They even seem to be religious, but they don't bridle the tongue. The Bible said that man's religion, not shame, but the Bible says that man's religion is vain. I mentioned it this morning. A vain religion is an idolatrous religion. It's just the same, brother. Some of us have idols, and they're not idols of gold, but they're idols of ideas. And our ideas supersede what the Bible says in our own mind. And when your idea means more than this Bible, it has become an idol to you. Some people, their children are idols to you. Don't let your blessings become an idol to you. Oh my God, help me, Lord. Isn't that what happened so many times in the Bible? God blessed the children of Israel and gave them gold and silver when they walked out of Egypt. And instead of being blessed, amen, by the blesser, they took the gold and made a calf, and they were worshiping the blessing more than the blesser. I just wonder tonight, if God never done another thing, would you still worship him? Or is your worship only dependent upon things going in your direction? Hey, I want to say today, I don't worship him for what blessings I can get, but he sure does bless me. Amen. I want you to notice in the Bible, the Bible says this man's religion is vain. It's not only an idolatrous religion, it's an empty religion. Hey, the word there, empty, it pictures this word, void. It's as if, I said it this morning, y'all have heard me say it many times, there's a God-sized empty hole in every person that's ever been born. And I'm telling you, only God can fill that void. I'm telling you what some of us need to do. We need to bust our idols. We need to get rid of our idols. Amen. If I had a big Buddha, I'd throw it in the floor and bust it right now. And that'd be easy for people to do. I've heard people say, I got a friend of mine, he went and put carpet down in a man's house. Y'all heard me say, and he went and put carpet down and he moved this man's little idol. And he said, oh man, don't drop my God. And Toby come out, called me, shouting a victory. He said, I'm glad I don't carry around my God, but my God carries me. I say glory to God. I don't bow down to no stone idol with stone lips and stone ears. But you know what? We just as bad when we put things before God, and anything that comes before God is an idol, friend, and it's hindering your walk and hindering your worship and hindering your witness. Can somebody help me? I'm telling you, we're living in an atmosphere in this world today that people will put everything before God's house, before God's word. I say before God's will, help us to worship the Lord, and him only shall we serve. I say amen. Got to watch that tongue. That tongue. Oh yeah. Man's religion is vain. Why is it that the tongue is the betrayer? Because you fool a lot of people a lot of times, but your tongue will tell on you. Oh yeah. We're going to look in nature in just a minute. and compare this tongue we got to some things in nature. Oh, listen to me, friend. This tongue, the Bible says, if a man don't have a bridle on it, the bridle of the Holy Ghost living on inside of your heart, the bridle, amen, of being filled with the Spirit, that bridle that controls your tongue and helps you to say what you ought to say and not to say what you ought not say. Friend, listen to me. You'll start out with the thought process, and before long it'll come out your mouth, and before long it'll be in your hand, and you better watch what you're thinking, and you better watch what you're saying, and you better watch what you're doing. But friend, God, you say thinking don't matter. Oh yes it does. Look back there in Genesis 6. God destroyed the whole world of people, amen, because the imagination of the heart was only evil continually. My Sunday school teacher this morning referenced over our 2 Corinthians, I believe that's right, chapter 10, casting down every imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing every thought to the captivity. I want every thought to be under the control and under the influence and under the power and under the manipulation, not of flesh, not of the world, but of God. You're going to think on what you're seeing. Quit looking at dirty things. Quit listening to dirty things. Hot boy, I'm telling you. Amen, preacher. Preach on, hallelujah. Thank God some of us need to daisy chain tonight. Hey, I want to say thank God. Amen, Brother Michael. That tongue will tell on you. Can I get a witness? Bridle not his tongue. He deceived his own heart. His religion is idolatrous. His religion is empty. His religion is vain. Y'all know what vain is? Chasing baubles. But when you touch them, ain't nothing to them. People spend their whole life. You see, preacher, why we need to get a control on our tongue. Well, let me just say this. The tongue's trouble, friend. Think about this with me just for a little bit. James 3:6 says, "And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature. And it is set on fire of hell." It's set not just any fire, but the tongue is set on fire of hell. You say, why is it so important to watch what we say? Listen, do y'all want to come to church and have a glorious spirit or a grieved spirit? If you look over in Ephesians, the Bible says, "Grieve not the Spirit." That's connected in the context to filthy communication proceeding out of your mouth. But let that, praise God. What kind of stuff is supposed to come out your mouth? That which ministers grace. That, hey. Boy, I wish somebody would have told that crowd talking on TV the other day, "Hey, watch your stinking mouth. Better watch your filthy mouth. Better watch that corrupt talking." Amen. Double barrel. Amen. Just because they Hollywood superstars and sorry rock singers don't mean they have a right to run their filthy mouth. Can anybody say amen? God, help us today. Listen, we got to watch this tongue. There's dangerous tongues in nature, but none as dangerous as this one. Follow with me. Listen, the Bible says the hawk might. Now, all through the scripture. Matter of fact, Randy, thank you, buddy. You brought that newspaper to me. You know what? Remember what it said? Watch your lip or get hung by your tongue. Woo! Boy, somebody need to put that on the billboard. Hey, somebody needs to tweet that. Say amen. Hey, hallelujah. Woo! Is everybody all right? Listen to this. The hawk moth, you can check this out, Google it if you want to. The hawk moth has a tongue, a little moth, that's 6 inches long. It's coiled up under its chin, and it jumps out like a watch spring. I know some people like the bumblebee is the only species with a tongue long enough to reach into the clover and of alfalfa. I know one man said, Dr. Bub Robinson, Brother Bud, dead in heaven now. He's preaching and talking about the tongue. This woman come up, she's known for gossiping. Yeah, some light bulb's faces just popped up in your mind. Jesus, y'all know. Y'all look like cartoons if y'all can see what I see. I like little book clouds. Faces popped up. She is known for being a gossiper. She come down there and told that preacher. Now, people couldn't handle this kind of preacher. I said, "Preacher, I want to lay my tongue on the altar." He said, "Ma'am, it's only 16 foot long, but you go ahead and put all of it you can on the altar." Whoa! Can anybody say amen? I know some men need to do that too. Hey, hey, listen to me. Listen. A penguin's tongue is spiny. Some people got more spine in their tongue than they do their back. Flamingo's tongue serves like a strainer. A woodpecker's tongue is long and cylinder in shape. Hell, my weird tongue. At the front end, it terminates at a hard point. It's got barbs on each side of it. And what that's for, brother, is dislodge a grub. Pull something out. You better watch it. Them worms, hey, them things of nature is trying to tell us some things. They some people that want, hey, they want to dislodge some blessings in your life. Oh, hear me today. Amen. Do y'all know a snail's tongue? I didn't realize this. Do y'all know a snail's tongue embodies 14,175 teeth? Boy, I sure knew that. I sure didn't know that. But Brother Jeremy, I'm sure glad that David said. What'd he say, Jared? I'm glad that David said that he will knock a teeth out of the enemy. What'd you say? Gonna gum you. Hey, a toothless dog can bite you all day. Yeah. And you can sit there and say, "You ain't hurting me. I'm glad God will knock a teeth out of the end." Are y'all with me? Oh, the snail's tongue has 14,175 teeth. Did you know a frog's tongue is hung on the front part and not the back? So it can reach out and touch one of them bugs. All they want it. Hey, Lord, I better go on. Hallelujah. It throws out the full length and grabs the end. It's like it's made out of fly paper. That tongue of a frog, it lays on a fly and brings it back in. And these fly paper tongues and these flinging tongues and these teeth filled tongues, but they ain't no tongue that's a fiery tongue except what's in your mouth and what's in my mouth. We better watch these tongues. Are y'all with me? The Bible said, "Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt." What is the salt? Amen. That you may know how you ought to answer. I heard people say all the time, "Well, you can lead the horse to water, but you can't make him drink. You give him enough salt, he'll drink. You just pour the salt on him. Lay the salty word. Lay them salty texts, Miss Connie. Pass them out, Miss Peggy. Great God in heaven, the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members that it defileth the whole body. It setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell." People would be fortunate to be like crocodiles. Yeah. At least in one respect. Crocodiles got jaws. Crocodiles has got lips. And crocodiles got teeth. But they ain't got no tongue. Whoa, Lord God. It is the tongue that gets us into trouble. God's people are particularly warned against the difficulties that the tongue can impose upon the congregation. If you're flapping tongues, then it grieves the spirit. I don't want a grieved spirit. I want a glorious spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Thanks God. Thanks be unto God. I like a tongue. Thank God that'll bring blessings, not a burden. Say amen right there. Notice this about Psalm 140 verse 3. The Bible says, "They have sharpened their tongues like a serpent. Adder's poison is under their lips." Psalm 140 verse 3. Do you know that the fangs, and write it down, of a venomous snake consists of grooved or hollow teeth that are connected with sacks of poison, and it'll strike at you, and it'll use the squeeze bottle technique, and in just a few seconds, it'll pump your body full of poison. And they, some of them over in Africa, I've got a good friend I preached to in Boston, Massachusetts. God saved his soul. God called him to preach, and he's preaching in Texas. I'm going to get to see him next week. Hey, man, his name is Sergeant Gilpin. And he became a naturalized citizen by joining the army in Sierra Leone, Africa. And when he was a little kid, he growed up in Episcopalian church, a mission work out yonder, and his mama was one of the ladies that took care of it. And he said, "Preacher, we get them cobras out of rafters and throw them out in the woods before we'd have church." He said, "We'd sleep in the church where them cobras was." I said, "Man, you braver than I am." Hallelujah. Old boy got saved. And you know what, brother? He ain't flinging out cobras no more, but he's still fighting the snake. Can I hear an amen? The only reason I reckon Noah let them snakes live on the ark, because God told him to, and because he knew we need cowboy boots. I don't know what else they'd be good for. Can I just remind y'all tonight, thank God for the grace of God. I don't want no tang. No tongue. I would teeth on it. Tear me up. God will bust the teeth out of the enemy. Amen. I'm glad God can de-teeth that sorry devil and de-teeth them sorry demons. Just serve God. Just love God. Hallelujah. We need to make sure our speech is right to bring grace to the hearers, to bring glory to God, and to bring good things to sinners. We've got a good opportunity to spread the good news of the gospel. I wonder how much we're doing. I just wondered, brother. I think about speech. Think about the tongue. Profanity. Brought this message on the other day. I walked down to Walmart. I never seen the filthy language that young people was using, talking to their mamas and talking to their daddies. I thought, my God, I'm a good mind to take my belt and whoop you right now. In fact, in my house, whooping was a family event. If the aunt got you, the other aunt got you, and the granny got you, and by the time you got home to daddy, you was bruised up and going to get another. Hey, it was a family experience. Are y'all with me? Friend, I'm going to tell you right now, it's not much wrong with children today that a good old-fashioned bringing up wouldn't fix. Can I get a witness in the house? God help us. Run their mouth, shake their head, waddle their Lord, prancing around. Who feeds you? Whose house you live in? Whose table you sitting at? Whoa! Who wears the clothes? Well, I do, but who buys them? Who buys your clothes? Who takes care of you? Well, I'm going to do what I want to do just as quick as I can do it. Well, there's a lot of people thinking that, and they're living in homeless shelters today because they have no respect for authority at the house or at the local police, and they wind up in jail, and they're still on their way to hell because rebellion is a sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is iniquity and idolatry. And God don't, hey, the devil fuels your disobedience to your parents. Are y'all with me? It needs to be said. Don't need to be left unsaid. People ain't getting it. You say, "Preacher, where are they hearing that?" Hollywood. All them bunch of devils running their mouth. You ought to boycott everything they put out. Everybody say amen. You ought to not. Hey! You say, is everybody with me? Profanity is something that shouldn't be on your lips. Listen to me. Y'all stay with me. Look at Exodus chapter 20, verse 7. I don't like to hear no cussing, but taking my Lord's name in vain, that gets me. I won't hear that. I'm talking about sending chills down to my bones. I'm talking about tears me up. I'm talking about the Lord that made everything, hung on the cross of Calvary and died for your sin and mine. And you want to take his name in vain? And you want, God, hell, don't do it around me. I don't want to hear it. I'm going to tell you what, parents will serve you on notice. If I hear your youngins use the Lord's name in vain, I'm going to wire them out. That's on the tape. Is everybody with me? You say, "Preacher, I wouldn't do it." Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. If you don't wire them out, I'm going to scold them real good. How about that? You ought to wire them out. You ought to wire them out. Amen. They just run their mouth today on the TV, cuss and raise Cain. Oh, Lord. And people think they got a free ride. They can't even have a decent comedian no more. They got to take the Lord's name in vain about every other sentence. Think that's funny. That don't show your manliness. It don't show you're grown up. I'm going to tell you what it does show, your ignorance. If all you know is four-letter words, that just shows your ignorance. That don't show you're educated. That don't show you. It's getting deep territory tonight. Hey, I'm going to tell you, listen, it's destructive to the soul. I'm going to tell you, it's destructive to the soul. It'll eat at the fiber of your very being. It's degrading to your character. Hey, it drags your character down. People hear you use a filthy mouth, it'll drag your character. God, help us. Help us, Lord. It'll degrade your character. It'll be destructive to your soul. It'll distort your mind. It'll cause you to think different, have different morals, different values. That's why several things all right now, they don't have no values. Mom and daddy is the problem with the children. It ain't even the children's fault. Lord, have mercy. Amen, preacher. Great God in heaven. Somebody help me up in here today. Whoa! Lord, have mercy. Hey, can I tell y'all, do you know what? In the law, if you had a disobedient, rebellious son and they wouldn't straighten up, you'd take them outside the city and stone them. Young people, y'all, I need a good amen right here. Y'all better thank God we're in grace. I'm going to tell y'all, I'm glad we was in grace when I was growing up. I was lost when I was growing up. But if you're saved, friend, there's a Holy Ghost that bridles your tongue. Man can't bridle it. Man can tame a killer whale. He can tame a dolphin. He can tame a lion. He can tame a beast. He can drive a big old boat with a little bitty helm. He can put a bridle in a horse's mouth, but he can't bridle his own tongue under his own power. He needs the Holy Ghost. I said he needs a Holy Ghost to do it. We in a mess today because we're doing everything ourselves instead of letting the Holy Ghost take over the preaching and the singing and the praise and the raising up of our children. Amen. Tell you, profanity, wicked speech, filthy communication is destructive to the soul. Yes, sir, it's degrading to your character. It'll distort your mind. Lovers of their own self. God, hell. I'll tell you what, it's depressing to your heart. It'll make you sad. Hey, I'm going to tell you what to do. You'll wake up one day being a pervert. Is everybody all right? Y'all don't believe me, do you? It corrupts. A little leaveneth the whole lump. A little bit of wicked talking. Well, when they start that, I know what's coming. It's all I can do. I need my wife with me sometime. See about baby, don't say nothing here. I see his whole underwear.
Yeah, y'all hear me?
And I really want to just jerk. Are y'all well? Jerk them up.
Amen.
I have jerked up a couple. It didn't go over too good, but I still jerked them up. Are y'all with me today? I can't stand this filthiness. Act like, and have y'all noticed this? You used to could go to somewhere and order some food without dealing with a smart aleck.
Oh, yeah.
I say, wait a minute.
Yep.
I'm the one spending money here. You working here. Have y'all noticed that?
Yeah.
Yeah, have y'all got,
right.
Y'all ain't seen. Yeah. Woo! Well, wicked speech. I'm going to tell you what it does. Shows your nature.
Right.
Here's what I say before. I'd like to preach this message again. Don't kick the spigot on the side of the wall, because it's just putting out what's in the well. What's coming out here is what's in your heart. It's going to show up whether your religion is real, whether you have a relationship or not. Pure religion will come up with pure speaking. Amen. Depressing to the heart, detestable to the upright. Hey, it pierces the pure heart. People don't like it when you talk dirty around them. It ought to bother you. If it don't bother you, if it don't offend you, it offends me that it don't offend you. I remember one time in the army, I opened up a door. That lady looked at me. I can open up my own door, blankety blank. And I said, well, as long as I'm around, I'm going to open it up for you. Well, I'm a soldier like you are. Yes, ma'am. Don't call me I said, well, do you want me to call? Yes, sir. It's going to be one or the other. I was raised right. Before it was over with, she had something happen at home. I was running a PT test. I could run then. I'd run a PT test. And I was on goal. This is the way it was for maxing that thing out at an 1,800 year old. Now, God, Lord, help me to do this show. I ain't as old as they think I am. And I'm telling you, I could run, but it was hurting me. And then this woman come up beside me, and she's crying. And really, I came up beside her because I done left her. Oh, preacher, how many of my ass will you pray for me? My boy done got somebody pregnant. Well, filthy as her mouth is, and as wicked as her attitude is, and as corrupt as her character, I wasn't surprised, but I didn't take that opportunity to say you're sorry low down right, because Jesus didn't do that to me.
Amen.
And so I just slowed down.
Yeah.
Amen. Had a PT test, didn't care, because right then, priorities changed. And I started running with her. She said, preacher, will you run with me? I said, I won't just run with you. And I'm going to pray God puts you under conviction, Holy Ghost to help you, and you get to the end of this thing, and you'll have to admit God did it. By the time she gets to the end, she says, I feel like angels was picking me up, preacher. I need God. I said, you sure do. Hey, and far as I know, that girl got right. Her boy got right. I say amen. Can I say today, help us to live right and to talk right. And when it gets to the place, people's in a mess, they'll know who to come to. Am I right? Delightful. You say, is it delightful? Yes, sir. Talking wicked is delightful to the devil. He likes you to talk wicked. He's pleased with it. He loves you to talk wicked. He wants you to talk wicked. But it's disappointing to the Lord. You say, preacher, what's my hope for it? Well, your hope is this. Discontinue it. You say, preacher, how can I do that? By receiving Christ as your Savior. Do y'all know that woman talked different to me? When I started opening her doors up at graduation.
Amen.
She said, thank you, sir. I said, you're welcome, ma'am. Lord have mercy. Are y'all with me today? Thank God. I'm going to tell you what we need. Whatever happened to being good to older people? That's another thing. Let me just serve notes to young people. God have mercy. If that World War II crowd kept us from doing this right here, we'd be under Hitler's control and under a wicked regime. If it had not been for a crowd that when they driving 15 miles an hour, just go ahead and love on them a little bit, pray for them a little bit. When they slow at giving their order in the line, just help them out a little bit. When you see them trying to struggle to get their groceries in there, don't just mock them and make fun of them, laugh at them being old. Good gracious emoji, great God in heaven, I'm glad God don't treat us like we treat some people. I say glory to God. I say hallelujah. He treats us right. He talks to us right. He never talked down to me. He never, hey, great God in heaven. Are y'all with me today, church? Listen, if a man seemed to be religious, he's talking about among you in the church. Bribe not his tongue. Deceiveth his own heart. This man's religion is vain. It's empty. It's idolatrous. Yes. It's wicked. But it's profitless. Listen to me. The only hope you got, preacher, I know I'm saved, but my tongue still gets the best. Now, tongue ain't really ever been my problem. That don't make me better than nobody. That don't make me better. There's other things that I struggle with that y'all don't struggle with. And you see what I'm saying? We all need help. But if your tongue is really your problem, whether it's flapping about somebody else, come lay it on the altar. flies corrupt the salve of the apothecary. That's right, ain't it? We don't need no frog tongues in the house. Amen. Don't need no teeth-filled tongues in the house. But I tell you what we don't need. We don't need no fiery tongues in the house. And I know it wasn't long. I ain't going to preach labor long on chapter 3, but let me just say this. How great a matter a little fire kindleth. Burnt down up here, traveler's rest, lake lower. Look at the destruction. The fire's done. Houses, Tennessee, churches, chapels, hotels, killed people. How great a matter. And you know what? Your tongue can be worse than that. It can wreck homes, ruin churches, tear apart families. Hey, my grandma used to say, if you can't say nothing good, keep your mouth shut. And my grandpa heard you, he'd shut it for you. Hey, but can I say, we need some of that. You say, preacher, sometimes when I'm by myself, I just go to rattling off some words I know God wouldn't like. That's disappointing to Jesus. It'll grieve that spirit. It'll quench the spirit. You know what the word quench means? It means like go back there and get that fire extinguisher. And when God's got a fire going down here to put the fire out, we don't need nobody to put the fire out around here. We're trying to build this thing up. We, matter of fact, we need some wood toters in the house of God. Amen. It's about time to get some wood toters up in this place. We don't need a little bitty coal fire. We need a raging fire to warm up some old cold sinners' hearts that when they come into church, they'll see the fire of the love of God and the fire of the presence of God. How God help us today. Watch your tongues. Watch that speech. Bridle the tongue so you can get the blessing. Let's all stand. Jacob, you come. Father, we love you today. We pray, Lord, you said in the word, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. They some needed to discontinue this great sin by receiving Christ. Some need to get restored by getting right with Christ. You said, Lord, in the precious word of God, he that heareth my words and believeth on them that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Lord, there's no doubt saints in here that may be struggling with this area of their life. Would you help them, Lord? Help them and strengthen them. Help them to watch what they say. God, it's all we can do. It's all we can do sometimes to keep a watch on our tongue. But Lord, we're trying to do something that we were never intended. Lord, you told us there's a bridle that's supposed to be on our tongue of the Holy Ghost. God, would you help us? Lord, I'm reminded about what they did at Lake Lure. When they didn't want the fire to burn down the houses, they set a fire. So God, set our tongue on fire, the Holy Ghost, and let this go ground, go ahead and get burnt with the Holy Ghost so that devil's fire can't run over here. That hell's fire won't have no place. Go ahead and set our lives on fire. Set us on fire. Fill us with the Holy Ghost from the top of our head to the bottom of our foot. Oh, God, do it just now, we pray. Lord, would you help us, Lord, to leave this building tonight rejoicing. Help us, Lord, to come repenting. Leave rejoicing. Come repenting and leave rejoicing. Lord, help us, Lord. I pray for the young people. They'd watch their tongue, their speech. Let it be always with grace. Let it be seasoned with salt. But Lord, help mom and daddy. Help grandma and grandpa. Help us all to watch our tongue, to let our speech be always with grace. Not a grievous speech, but a grace ministering speech. Grace to the hearers. Good news to the hearers. Glory to the hearers. Lord, I'm so grateful. Lord, I didn't even know what to say the day I got saved. I didn't know how to say it. It's almost like you took it over. You said it for me and through me. God, would you do that with my life? Lord, too long and too many times, I'm a hold of the reins. Help me to surrender the reins, not be stubborn, not be rebellious, but surrender the reins into your hands. You said, a soft answer turneth away wrath. You said several times in the scripture that we're to watch what we say from the Old Testament to the New. And Lord, it's a commandment. You said we're not to take your name in vain. Lord, would you help us as a body of believers? Would you help us as saints, as servants, and as soldiers?